Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Welcome to another episode of The Adventures of Danny and Mike, wherein the fellas discuss Rasputin's dick, bagel bowls, and hobo appropriation. Now play the music, Bammy. Hope to God that another telemarketer calls Danny while we're recording, because I want to hear him. I want to hear him boop bop it I want to hear him do it again.
Can you imagine how shitty that is when you just you have a shitty job already?
There's no end of horrible things. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying it's just nice to. You're calling me. Well, guess what? I'm gonna fucking.
What's in the jar, Dad?
Serenade you, man.
So you do that with all telemarketers?
I do. Well, I do a couple things. Sometimes I don't do anything. Sometimes I just pick up the phone and I listen to hear if it's like a robocall or if it's an actual.
You're very bored. The fact that you're picking up any of those calls means you're very bored.
No, that doesn't necessarily mean
Dude,
that I'm bored.
I haven't picked up a phone call with my own area code in a decade.
I'm sorry. Aren't you unemployed?
Whoa.
Me too. It's cool. That's what's going to happen to you tomorrow. You're going to get one of these calls.
Okay. It's a job.
Should I? It's a job. Hello?
They'll eventually email me. That's the thing. They'll eventually email or leave me a voicemail.
You know what I do a lot of times when telemarketers call? I just let it ring a couple times. I pick it up and I'm like, welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
Yes.
To his right, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
No.
And to his right, our guest for the entire hour, funny man, Mr. Tim Delamotte. Welcome to the studio, buddy.
Thank you very much for having me. This is a very exciting day for me.
This is an honor.
Is it an honor?
I mean, it's an honor for me, so I assume it's an honor for you as well.
I mean, yeah, charmed, I'm sure, is the expression.
That's what I do when I hold out my hand for you and I go for a handshake and I force it into your mouth.
Mutual.
Charmed,
sure.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh.
I've never felt so welcomed. I got a nice beer. I got a nice Danny and Mike beer from the brewery tour.
And then we all forced our hands into your mouth. That's right.
Sorry about that. I didn't wash my hands.
That's fine.
I did.
I've seen the things you've touched since I've been here, and most of them are above board. Most of them are above board.
Okay.
Most of them are above waist.
Yeah. Well, at least that's a positive thing.
I only peed once at Black Horse.
That's right.
That's where you guys watched the game?
We went to Black Horse to watch the game because I demanded to be taken to watch soccer at a reasonable hour, which in New York is 2:45 in the afternoon. So in Los Angeles, that's a more unreasonable hour. The game is beginning at, 5 a.m. and stuff like that. I can't get up.
I don't see a problem.
What we're really talking about is a vehicle for day drinking. And whatever that vehicle is, it matters not, as long as there is a good sport involved.
Absolutely.
Sure. I mean, I think it was more about soccer than the day drinking. But the paninis were awesome.
However, in L.A., like football on Sunday...
Yeah, it's 5 a.m.
It's an all-day affair.
I still have yet to get
NFL.
I've yet to figure out how to shape my day around a 10 a.m. NFL start. I can't.
Right.
Hard.
It's so weird.
I think that's why those teams do poorly on the West Coast.
Honestly, that is a thing. They come to the East Coast with people being like, "Oh, these teams are soft. They're from L.A. They only play in the warm weather." They come back to the East Coast and everyone thinks they can beat up on them, except for my Rammies. Who lost in the Super Bowl?
Your Rammies?
I know. I sold them kombucha in my previous job. Oh, so.
I didn't realize we had...
You're from New Jersey. I don't want to hear anything about Cranky.
I didn't realize we had Arsenal co-owner Stan Cranky here.
Silent Stan. He is
what a sack of garbage.
He is trash. He is true garbage. I mean, Jeremy, are you a fan of...
Could you think...
Let me fact check him first, then I'll get back to you.
Go right ahead, dude. There's a brand we hate.
Oh, yeah? Definitely?
It's Cranky. Oh, boy. He charges both Arsenal and the Rams like consulting contracts for his own services as team owner.
Really?
And it's as gross as it is, he went to the Arsenal owners, which were a bunch of like random citizens in the UK, bought all of their, literally bought all of their shares up. So now he has 100% ownership. So he is,
so it's like if Donald Trump will go to Green Bay and buy up like, all of the Packers.
I own all of
this. It's no longer Green.
Now it's Gold Bay. It's,
Dude, that would be realistic, actually.
That'd be dope.
Sucks. That would suck.
Why?
I mean, they wouldn't let them do that. The mustaches themselves would fight back. And those
Are you talking about
stashes?
Those guys up in Wisconsin?
Yeah. Speaking of,
I don't know if the mustaches would rise.
I don't know.
We got to see.
Please rise up.
They get the cheese curd launchers.
Well, the real mustaches, please rise up. Please rise up.
Exactly.
Facial hair can live on forever. I think Andy Rooney's eyebrows are still...
And they do show a callback to Danny's Dr. Game show.
Oh, you got that.
I think Rasputin's beard and or soul patch is still being exhibited in Moscow.
Is that true?
Yeah. You know Rasputin's dick, right?
No.
You heard about this, Jeremy? First fact check. Rasputin's dick. But in the meantime,
don't do that in incognito either. Just do it on your regular browser. Type
so
in Rasputin's dick.
Okay, yeah. Logged in.
D-I-C-K.
Logged in as Danny and Mike.
So while Jeremy's looking that up, Tim, I'm going to tell you about another segment we have on the show called Billion Dollar Ideas. I came up with one today that I'd like to get off my chest pretty early before.
Put it in the book.
Before I forget about it.
Oh, yeah, you got to put it in the book.
Wait. To be fair, there's nothing in the book thus far.
We just got it. Okay.
Maybe use page four.
This is an old segment with a brand new prop. Yes, yeah. With an actual prop.
Old
this
segment,
was always just
prop.
A, ooh, okay, so Sharpie, one, huh? So you just want to destroy three
page
pages.
Page two,
of...
page three.
Yeah, go to like page three because we have some backlogging to do. Yeah.
It's somehow also on my pants now.
Already, guys? Yeah. Oh, I'm wearing... These are old-ass black jeans that even a Sharpie will show through. It's very embarrassing. I was having my usual, bagel with cream cheese, considering covering it with cereal, as is my latest.
Yeah, it's weird. Have you not been following him on Twitter there, Tim?
I have not seen this.
You know what? That's a real shame.
You gotta see it.
He makes really beautiful sandwiches in the morning that are bagels with stuff on them. The funny, ironic part about this is he talks shit about fucking Voodoo Donuts for putting breakfast cereal on donuts.
Yeah.
But if it's cream cheese in a bagel, it's okay.
Softens.
I don't believe that. I think there's something wrong here.
There's bagels in the morning. Bagels in
the summertime.
Cereal's on a bagel.
Bagels any time of
Mike
day.
Will eat bagels anytime.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, as I was doing this, you know how people be having their salad?
People be having their salads.
Their salads and their burritos and stuff like that, and they don't want to have their carbs. Then there's the other ones. So you got salad bowls.
This guy carb loads.
You got...
That's how he keeps his girlish
burrito
figure.
Bowls.
I love it.
Bagel bowls.
Okay.
Bagels.
Are you describing a bowl of cream cheese?
No, a bagel shaped like a bowl, okay. And then you can put whatever you choose your bagel.
That's a bread bowl.
Your filling.
So wait a second. It's a soup bread bowl, but for bagels.
Yeah.
With the bagel. So basically, you're gonna do what I hated so much when I worked at a bagel store, and someone was like, "Can you scoop it out?"
But that's
the inside
out
of the bagel.
No.
Else are you gonna put all the shit in it if you're gonna have a?
We're gonna
if you have a giant sized bagel that's like a
we're gonna
soup
cook
bowl.
Them in molds, dude. Don't tear down my $1 billion.
I'm not. I mean, I
it's
want
like,
this.
It's like 900 million tops.
Look, here's the deal. If it was any other subject other
that's
than
true, this guy's an expert.
Other than bagels and bass guitar and beer,
I never consulted with. I never consulted with him during my important bagel guy
research.
I'm just saying.
Research
yeah,
time.
I know. Yeah, he had a famous role as a bagel guy, but he never talked to me about it.
Never asked.
Real life bagel guy.
Yeah. How often
Timmy
did
knows
you,
about that
how
too.
How often did you deliver, bro?
I made you sandwiches when you worked at Wyckoff Florist.
Did he poison you?
My family was too poor to come over to Goldberg's. We would buy our bagels at the food town. So we would
let's
go.
Let's be real.
You get 10 for the price of two.
Let's be real.
Bagels at the food town, bring them over to Goldberg's.
Yeah, and he would cream cheese them up.
Cream cheese.
I was like, I would walk in and I would say, I want a TV boy to cream cheese my bagel.
Weekend after weekend, this came
TV
true.
TV boy, that's fucked up, man.
Wait, is that allowed to bring another bagel into a bagel
no,
shop?
Only no, only if you degrade
have
the person.
Have you ever washed your laundry and then tried to bring it into the laundry mat?
Get
the fuck out of
here. Also, that's a real thing, though. If you try to bring a fucking dollar into a laundromat, sorry for swearing.
A dollar?
No, you're left.
If you try to bring a dollar into a laundromat, they will, like, question you. They took a 25-cent tax out of my dollar when I tried to get a dollar at the laundromat.
Because they didn't think you were trying to spend it there?
I wasn't spending it there. I was using their change machine. Like, I was like, it's Labor Day weekend. Oh, that's an offensive accent. He was like, it's Labor Day weekend.
Against
you can't.
Who? Don't you live in Chicago?
No, I live in Los Angeles. Oh, but yeah. Is it Eastern European, maybe? A general Eastern European?
You live in Glendale.
No, I don't. I live in a Salvador neighborhood, so I was oddly doing an Armenian accent. But good kid. But I walked in with a dollar and I go to make change because, like, none of the grocery stores around me will do change either. I walk in there with a 20. They look at me like I'm insane. They're like, we can do like a dollar. But if I walk in there, if I walk into the laundromat and I put a dollar in, the guy sees me and I'm like carrying a bag, like a grocery bag over my shoulder to make it look like I'm about to do the laundry. And the dude catches me and is like, you're not using that here. I'm like, no, I am. I'm coming back. He's like, give me a quarter. I'm like, all right, fine. So I paid him a quarter. So I ended up paying 25 cents for 75 cents a quarter.
Oh,
wow. Dude, they're hardcore, man.
25% tax,
yes,
man.
Yes, it was massive. So
he was
so mad.
He was Estrella de Coin as opposed to Coinstar.
Correct. Estrella de Cuenta. Sí. Cuenta
of hotel
change.
Speaking of Rasputin's dick, here is his penis in a jar.
Okay, so wait, do we think bread bowls are a good thing or no?
Oh yeah, no.
Here's
well,
my issue with bread.
Tim, there's no place around here that says censored. You can cuss if you want.
My thing is, I walked in, I saw that cute little dog, and I didn't want to swear in front of that dog. But my whole thing with bread bagel bowls is that.
You won't even talk about Rasputin's dick. Right back.
I eventually will talk about Rasputin's dick. Because it is big and weird.
It's unavoidable.
But bagel bowls, my thing is, Mike, the whole thing behind a salad burrito bowl is, yeah, it's the removing of the shell, right?
Right.
So this, what do you fill the bagel bowl
with?
It's
a thumb. You're thumbing your nose at convention.
Okay. Do you fill the bagel bowl? Do you fill the bagel bowl with hot cream cheese that you spoon into your mouth?
No, God.
I got this, Mike. Let me explain.
Yeah,
I got this.
Okay, good.
When you carve out the bagel, you have a shell. That shell, let's say, maybe feels like a sub sandwich or like something else. It's just like a bread. It's like you carve out a bread.
It's a canvas.
And then you put your
meats
in.
It's called taco salad.
Or you put your cream cheese in, and then you fold it up so it looks like a little football, and you eat it.
I don't want to belabor this point.
Bagel tacos?
This is a separate
billion-dollar idea. It's a $500 million idea.
This is just a variation of a taco salad.
Nope.
Yes, it is, because if the bagel bowl...
Tacos
it's,
sandwiches
yes,
have
is.
Nothing
okay,
to do
okay,
with
okay,
each other.
Okay, let's hear him out. Let's hear him out.
Look.
Okay, go ahead.
A taco bowl is the tortilla fried in a bowl form.
Not always. Sometimes it just comes in a regular bowl.
No, not usually.
Chipotle, they don't.
Well, you know what? Chipotle can suck it. I'm talking about.
I'm talking about the
brands we hate.
Chipotle.
I'm talking about rain. Chipotle.
They got a Chipotle down the street.
Guys, anyone who's in a band and listening right now, if you're on tour, you go to Chipotle and you show them your schedule, and they will give you a free burrito. That's the only thing they're good for. Suck them dry.
Insider tip.
True.
I don't think they're no longer partly owned by McDonald's, so I think it's okay. You can eat there. Whatever. Who cares?
Okay.
Right?
Anywho, what I'm saying is that a taco salad
consists of
the taco shell on the outside and the stuff on the inside. A bagel bowl consists of a bagel on the outside, shit on the inside. It's a variation of a theme.
But the shit that you put on a bagel is just cream cheese.
Not always.
Well, in a bagel store,
bagel sandwiches.
There's 15 different kinds of cream cheese. First of all,
very recently I got a picture.
16
of
if you count the the raspberry strudel one.
Funfetti cream cheese.
Rasputin's dick cream cheese is 17.
Ain't no way you can find Rasputin's cream cheese outside of my Moscow.
Okay. Well, speaking of, I guess the reason they kept his dick was for virility, right?
Locke's Whitefish and Rasputin's
dick. What do you mean virility?
They, I had a Whitefish bagel the other day.
They chip a little bit of Rasputin's dick off and put it in a pill form and you can take it.
My guess would be the liquid that's in this jar. I'll put the picture up, but the liquid that's in the jar surrounding that huge horse cock, I believe they would sip out of and think that would give them a much healthier sex drive.
Formaldehyde.
But yeah, that all depends on the liquid you put around the cock.
That's true.
It literally all is just like, I put Gatorade in it.
Remember when everybody was obsessed for like a week with drinking the mummy juice?
No.
There was like a mummy that they opened up and all of a sudden this like it was spoiled and some juice came out of it.
It's mostly just Mountain Dew Code Red.
Yeah, yeah. And everybody was like, I want to drink the juice.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, come on, people. Let's respect the dead, okay?
Who?
Except for the ones with huge dinguses.
Like Rasputin.
Yeah.
And his giant jarred penis.
Yeah, I'm not sure what who the person was that was like, hey, we should keep this in a jar.
It's a hoax,
there's
bro.
Legends.
Who the fuck knows?
Can I see a better picture? Not for any horny reasons,
he wants
just
you
for
to,
research.
No, but can you send it to him in a text message so that he can go to the bathroom and come back later?
Yeah. Why is it so pointy? Is that what everyone's penis looks like?
What is that?
Oh, I see.
Yeah, there's like a little, it's like you got a rubber band around the tip of it.
And this is going to give away a lot about me.
In Russia, we don't use rubber bands. Yeah. We use hair of widow.
In Russia, penis is in jar.
Okay, guys.
But doesn't it seem like they use the part of the penis that's also inside you?
Yes. You measure from there, bro.
Okay,
you definitely
measure
from... Oh, yeah, you measure from
Wait.
There.
That's not...
Wait. That changes everything.
Yeah. So you're saying I'm 6.5?
Jeremy's discovered new lease on life.
Tinder profile updating. Just adding numbers.
Tim, I've had a girlfriend for the last almost 2 years.
I don't know if you know about that.
I met her at the wedding.
The wedding.
We sat mirrored by each other.
We talked. We laughed. We joked.
Oh, did we have a laugh? Tim. Oh, did we have a joke?
The Tamborelli wedding? Is this what you're referring to?
Tamborelli Detweiler wedding.
That's right. The Detarellis.
Yeah, I'm wearing my wedding shoes, as you know.
They're both wearing their wedding shoes.
Well, no, these are second generation because I destroyed mine because I brought them on our honeymoon.
Honeymoon's over, bro.
So you've got back for another pair.
He insisted on walking 3.5 miles a day for Sagres.
He was just practicing up and down the aisle.
So Zion Williamson famously almost tweaked his ankle because his shoe blew up.
Exploded.
Did you keep the van? Do you think because his is like a this is worth about $250,000?
I wasn't allowed to get rid of them. I took the new box with these new shoes came in. I put the old ones in because they're my wedding shoes.
And you and Caitlin made a time capsule.
I feel like on Cinco de Mayo every year I'm gonna have to put them on even when they're like fucked up.
Honey,
I can't look. It's one or the other. Do you want to go out for dinner or do you want me to wear these fucking shoes? Because I can't do both.
Yeah, you can do both. Don't sell yourself short. You're super.
No, I'm telling you. No, the underneaths are messed up now.
The bottoms.
Yeah, the bottoms are screwed.
Or we can call them.
Is that what they call them? Is that what they call them?
No. I mean, look.
Danny speaks in Stranger Things.
The soul nether
region. The sunken place with no soul.
Yeah, I'm from. Yeah, that's perfect. I'm from out of town.
Did you see Us? Because I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen Us, and this is the biggest shame. I never saw the first one.
You never saw Get Out?
I never saw Get Out.
I bet you never even voted for Obama,
voted for Obama one time because I'm good at voting. I skipped voting the first time because I was still registered in New Jersey but living in Chicago. So I did not.
Oh, Danny knows about that hustle.
I don't. You can edit that out. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You still vote in New Jersey?
Yeah, I do.
Good for you. New Jersey needs your vote more than New York.
That's why I do it. Wrong? Or is that bad or good?
As leftist liberals ourselves.
And look at Danny's residency in New Jersey. Legalized marijuana on the way.
Wow.
True. And if New York doesn't get on the boat, then they're going to have a hell of a time taking people out of the PATH train coming back and forth from New Jersey.
That started off being one of the weirder metaphors. It was a weed boat, but it ended up being a train.
No, yeah, I think it's like that song, People Over the World, Join In.
Join train.
The weed boat.
Yeah.
It's actually a reference to a film, which was The Taking of Pelham 420, which was a famous.
It was a famous Woody Harrelson, Wesley Snipes team up about at the end of the shift, one New York City subway train would collect all the weed.
This
and
is
Jennifer
good.
Lopez. And Jennifer Lopez is a transit cop.
I knew
who
she
knows
was in it.
Yeah,
J Lo.
I knew she'd be.
It's a New York movie.
Yeah, it's, yeah. She's on the. She rides that 6 train all the way up.
Hasn't rode that fucking thing in 30 years. I guarantee it. Maybe 40.
I don't know.
Look, that
a fly girl. Jennifer Lopez didn't ride that fucking subway.
Let me tell you something. She rode a song called "I'm Still Jenny from the Block."
No,
remember,
indicates that she probably still uses the 6 train from time to time.
Yes, does. Yeah. It says, I believe one of the lines is, "My Metro card 275 at a time." So that means that she's at least ridden the train
right,
since
the upcharge when it was 250 and up
since the last subway fare change. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like holding up today's paper,
newspaper.
Yeah, your ransom photo.
Having your day. Yeah.
It's like, I'm alive.
It's like
don't know what to tell
it's
you.
It's the Reddit AMA picture that they need to verify you. It's the same thing.
Did you all ever go to, Danny, I know you grew up, you both grew up around, all, well, everyone but Jeremy grew up around here.
Don't worry, he'll be a real boy someday.
But did you guys ever take the train into the city to go to something weird like the Ripley's Museum or something like that to see a jarred penis?
Halloween parade. I went with
No, we did.
Did you really? The Halloween parade?
Yeah.
That's rad.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I went a few times. I went with these guys to Philly. We had a Philly adventure. We went to the Muter and looked at all. I'm sure there's got to be a Rasputin-esque dick for
like
you.
Like the American
there.
Rasputin, who would be Elvis.
But
maybe?
They're mostly like, they're like baby fetuses and they're on
two-headed cows.
And you're like, ew. I wouldn't think about drinking that. That's for sure. I wouldn't look at that jar and be like, I should probably drink some.
Wasn't
that
Rocky Dennis,
maybe I'll
two-headed
get younger.
Cow?
Wait, Rocky Dennis is the kid from Mask, Danny tried to play in a reboot.
I think we could do that. I think we could do it. So who would you be? Would you be Cher's boyfriend?
I would be Cher's
boyfriend.
Who
Cher's
was
boyfriend?
Played by Sam Elliott,
yeah,
right? Yeah.
Sam Elliott, like brunette, is time Dude. Machine Sam Elliott, bro.
When they're playing Ripple, when Rocket, spoiler alert.
Don't joke
something
up.
Else.
Don't
Rocky,
joke up.
Something
when
else.
Rocky
ripples.
Had died, and when Rocky had died, and they're walking through the house and they're looking for him, and they're playing Ripple by Grateful Dead. That's a moment right there.
It's a big one.
It's a good movie. That's one of the last Eric Stoltz as a pure redhead great roles.
Wow.
What roles did he have after being a redhead?
Well, I mean, I guess he's still a redhead, but what does he do anymore?
There's like some kind. There's some kind of wonderful.
Wait, he was in Some Kind of Wonderful?
Some Kind of Wonderful, Pulp Fiction, and Mask, and that's basically it.
And he was supposed to be Marty McFly.
Isn't that great that you would be known like that? I'd love for the biggest piece of trivia about me that I was supposed to be in Dude Where's My Car. I would love for that to be the big piece of trivia about me.
Should have been me. Yeah.
You know,
franchise.
Before they hired Ryan William Scott, or what's his name? Sean Williams Scott.
So the script called for, like, ostriches. The first page of the script called for ostriches and Henry Kissinger.
Oh yeah,
the first,
shit, man. I mean, you were almost there.
Yeah, so I went with the one that in the singing penis was not in Slackers in the script.
Is that true?
That's something we came up with in the week of.
Is this honestly true?
Boop, 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 boop.
That is a scene that has lived in my memory long and
hard,
Rasputinly hard.
As a penis in a jar guy.
Yeah.
It's as pervasive as formaldehyde in the environment.
That's right.
And it'll make you live forever.
That's right.
Why was it so
persistent?
It was
rising to the top of your mind.
What's going on here?
I mean, you've all seen the scene that we're talking about, clearly.
Jeremy,
let's recap it.
Yeah.
I lived it.
Yeah, let's recap it.
Can you recap it for us,
Tim? Michael? You're the fans.
Oh, you recap it for
us. It was the movie, Slackers came out, 2000 maybe? 1999, somewhere in there?
I want to say
2002.
I want to say 2002.
Shit. Okay, so I was a teen. I was
you
a teen.
IMDb.
I got your back.
I was a teen, almost in my 20s ish. No, I would have been in my 20s, and I was, you know, that was one of our generation's like college movies, and that scene was always one of the weirder and more like offbeat scenes that was also not sexualized, but it did contain a penis. So it was like very
interesting.
It was highbrow. It was slightly confusing for me as a guy who's like, you know, I had always been, Tall.
So people would always expect you to have a big red penis.
Big, giant, red, covered in tape penis. Yeah. But...
Oh, yeah. No one mentions the
tape
part. Literally,
I can still visualize it.
You think you could draw it from memory, Jeremy? Have a drawing,
for the listener, Jeremy's... Tim's getting flushed.
I'm extremely red.
He's sweating a little bit.
I'm sweating profusely.
And Jeremy's looking up the scene on YouTube.
Yeah. No, I would backtrack for... But finish. Finish what
no,
you
No, no, no. I just... I remember it being a moment, not that I questioned who I was sexually, but it was a moment of like, well, shit, man, dicks are okay too.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That takes a long time for people.
Yeah, like, yeah. For gingers, you know.
Yeah, streakers have had it all along. They've had that mentality where they're like, they're body positive, but... Streakers.
Oh, yeah.
But,
streakers are very body positive.
Yeah, but, that's true. But, you know, like people like me who have, you know, weird body image issues, used to, you know, before a little help, there's no way I would have struck.
Yeah. Struck.
No, it, stroke. It was
streaked.
It was stroked. Impressive. It was a good scene.
Struck.
And it was...
Thank you.
Yeah.
But now with this new information about the lengths of penises, like,
did it change you, Michael? Did it make you feel more comfortable with yourself?
I realized I had always been singing She'll Be Coming Around the Mountain wrong.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they let me know like after they've been watching it in the editing room. and I'll leave it to the listener to figure out how.
I like that.
I don't want to backtrack too much, but we talked about the Mutter. I always say Mutter Museum.
Mutter.
Is it Mutter?
There's an umlaut, yeah.
But there was a woman that was dying because she was turning into bone.
She was ossifying.
So she got her wish. Her final wish was to be displayed in the Mutter Museum.
Wow. Is this recent?
This is just like a week ago.
What?
February 28th, 2019.
How much of
human
her body?
She had gargoyleosis. Let's see what.
She had fibrodysplasia ossificans progressiva, FOP.
Ossificans, bro.
I heard
that's where we're moving to. The houses progressia... are so cheap there. Ossificansis.
Ossificansis.
We're moving
I'm
there.
Choosing to move to Ossifa, Arkansas.
Yeah, that's so. True. A little more racist.
Yeah. A little bit hotter. I like it down there.
Or rice. Yeah.
Also, to follow up, and this is not really to that, don't be fooled. Wait, no. From In Living Color and movie scripts to On the Six.
Did you just say J-Lo In Living Color?
To this headline
it's
clip.
Ohio
On the Six, baby. Yeah. I told y'all.
And read the other line about he's just like, pay my MetroCard $2.75 at a time.
No,
I remember when the phone call was just a dime.
I enjoyed hummus on the train.
Wait, is that a line from the song?
No, but that's Mike's.
Because a fly girl like me is going insane.
Okay.
Because a fly like me is now winning insane.
You really took it there.
Tim, I don't know if a lot of people
know about this, but everything bagel topping is sold as everything but the bagel. It's sold without bagels. So
is that true?
Yeah. The brand name is Everything But The Bagel, and it's
delicious.
That's
my Scott Klezmer band.
Yeah.
Everything But The Bagel.
Scott Klezmer.
So here's, but that's an interesting point that an Everything Bagel does not have everything on it. If it did, it would be disgusting.
Discuss.
Yeah. Well, it would be.
What do you mean? Like, what would you rule out? Butterscotch or broccoli?
Sure.
Broccoli Rob.
Yep.
Cinnamon. I love.
Do you have cinnamon raisin asbestos. Everything bagel? That's a screwed up thing, man.
With box and cream cheese.
Oops. We messed up.
We were talking about the many, many movements of a movie called Delirious. One with Steve Buscemi and one with John Candy. And the John Candy one is famous in my mind for. Lox and cream cheese on a cinnamon raisin bagel? Get it out of here! That's the whole line from a movie.
Don't yuck my yum.
Tell that to the bagel man.
No,
in
that's
the movie.
What Cynthia Nixon said while running for governor.
I know.
And doing the exact same. And
revealing that
her
said,
same.
Don't yuck my yum.
She ate that sandwich?
Yeah. Maybe without the lox. Maybe it was just with cream cheese, but it could have been with the lox.
Well, cream cheese on a cinnamon raisin bagel is not good.
Cinnamon
raisin
cream cheese, no big deal.
No, it was with lox.
Now let's get that out of here. If anyone's ever seen the John Candy movie with Muriel Hemingway.
Probably five people have, at least. At least.
I just stalked his children on Instagram the other day.
John Candy?
I don't know. Somebody had posted.
His daughter's a comic, I think.
Yeah, she's a comedian. And that's why I brought this whole thing up. Some people, obviously I said funny man to Tim Dillamont, but you're a comedic actor working in L.A.
That's right.
Well, I would think you would be known for the Halo Top ice cream commercials.
Yeah.
You were the devil in the Halo Top ice cream commercials.
Immortal.
That's something special.
Immortal Tim Dillamont.
Truly, I can't.
I'm going to do some research.
That's pretty good. I'm going to take these back for analysis.
That's
the line.
Yeah, that's good. Good.
Yeah, that was... I'm now a GIF, I found out.
What a nice feeling.
I'm a series of GIFs. That was in their renewal for the second year. It was a...
you got a renewal for a second year?
I got a renewal for four spots.
Nice. Yeah.
It was not too shabby, but yeah.
I had texted you from a taxi at some point.
That's right. My aunt did the same thing.
What,
my
you were in Taxi TV?
I was on Taxi TV. My aunt did the same thing. She texted me. She was like...
Why do I want to get in Cash Cab? So what does your aunt say?
Same thing. She said, I just wanted to be on Cash Cab. Now I'm seeing you. Yeah. This is such a disgrace.
Yeah,
I'm
so mad. I'm at such a low point right now.
But, I've never felt worse.
But at least I get to see you.
No, she said, I've never felt worse, and now I see your face.
Comforting me in this let it be.
No.
Keep putting it positive. Spin on. Let me go further. I keep seeing your face comforting me. It's reminding me how badly I wanted to be on Cash Cab.
How much I'm not on Cash Cab right now.
And how much Bill Bailey is not in the front seat of this cab.
It's Ben Bailey.
No, it's Bill Bailey.
No, he's got Bill Bailey, the famous circus
vaudeville song topic.
Yeah. Yeah. Pants man.
Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? His name was Bill Bailey.
No, it was Ben.
It
was Bill Daly, famous mayor.
There's no research, and I'm not going to fact check it. It's Ben. Talking. It's 100% Ben Bailey.
That's
Ben
Bailey. And usually, I'm just trying to tell you that, maybe that's why she wasn't getting on. It's because you kept telling her it's Bill Bailey. Yeah.
Look for guys in vaudeville costumes.
I swear it's the guy.
Yeah.
Get in my cab.
Put on a straw cap and start spinning around a cane, and Bill Bailey will come to you.
We don't wear enough garters on our arms lately, people.
There are four of us in here right now. We could start
Four and a half.
Four and a half people in here. Is Muppet here?
Yeah. Muppet's under the table. She's napping.
Christ.
Muppet has...
Shout out to the studio.
Yeah, enough garters.
We soothe she's got our voices. Oh, no. Here. Nope. Oh, that's your foot. Never
she's
mind.
Got the garters?
Eyes are open.
Or he.
Yeah, what were you saying, Mike? She has garters?
I mean, she's got room enough for garters as well. If we all do, that would be 20 in this room alone.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the... get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
I took her to Petco today because her stomach has been weird.
Dog garters?
She pooped out an asparagus early. She doesn't eat asparagus.
A whole stick?
I'm hoping it was asparagus. I don't know what
it
was.
Like an asparagus?
Yeah, and when I picked it up, I squeezed it a little bit just to see.
Did you eat it and see if it made your pee smell funny?
Go ahead and take that sip, Tim.
I'm just concerned about this.
Well, I was too, so I went and got her some better food, and she ate for the first time in the day. And
Tim Delamotte drinks Danny and Mike brand East Coast from the Newberg Brewing Company.
That's right. No, but I went, and of course they have all these spring outfits for dogs now.
Oh, no.
And they have this, I took a picture, there's a... They have a little straw hat that's about 4 inches long with a pair of sunglasses sitting on top.
Oh, no.
So you bought them?
I did not, no.
In case your dog...
Do they have a dog photo studio inside the store?
I was going to say, do they have dog Instagram account launcher areas like where you can...
I would think smart thing would be like the dog enormous easy chair like they have at street fairs.
The dog enormous easy chair?
You know the huge easy chair that you can take pictures with enormous props?
Oh, yes. The Lily Tomlin style chair.
Yes, the huge Corona. The incredible shrinking woman chair.
Yeah.
You can take a picture with the huge Corona bottle or the huge beach ball or the huge teddy bear.
Yeah.
What if you applied that sort of...
Yeah. I could see that.
Does a huge piece of Muppet, weird poop that came out of Muppet's butt?
No, you would have that at Petco for your your huge or tiny dog, so look huger or tinier.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah.
I'm laughing.
Because somebody did that recently, too. There was a social thing that blew up where his dog is a small dog, and she has a bigger personality, so we Photoshop
the
dog.
She has a huge cock.
Yeah. Nostradamus cock or whatever.
Yeah.
No, but he would Photoshop the dog huge. as to give the dog a little more confidence. Now, I didn't know dogs
the dog
cared,
doesn't know.
But look, apparently...
come on. If dogs can watch TV, they can totally look at pictures of themselves in the form of selfies.
Does dog...
on your phone.
Jeez, you know, kids will watch anything. My son sat through several episodes of Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Ds with me last night. Why is your kid watching anime? Why are you watching anime with your kid?
The kid's... Your son that's is cool. Two and a half. I mean, that's not anime age. Anime age is like 16 incel basement.
Is it though? 16?
I would say it's a little bit later.
At any age.
Look, under 7 years old, there are epileptic seizure concerns with some of these animes.
This right? did have some flashing stuff, but none so bad as the Pokemon.
Well, okay, so 2.5, Mike exposed this child to anime. What do you think you're going to do?
At 2.5?
Is that what you're going for? 2.5?
Are you aiming for
show him some Yu-Gi-Oh at 2.5?
He's rubbing Shonen Jump manga on Kate's belly.
I won't be 6 years old, or I won't have a 6-year-old kid watching
Akira.
Kreischer. Remember? I won't say who it was, but we were over at
Kreischer.
We were over at a friend's house a couple weeks ago, and he swears that his kid, when he's playing video games, doesn't listen to anybody. Just totally tuned out.
Right.
And I don't have... I mean, look, I'm sure it probably does happen, and he's a little more prone to seeing how this works, but he was like, yeah, no, I can put on whatever. So he put on... Right, what's his name? Burt Kreischer.
Burt Kreischer.
Oh, Burt Kreischer.
Yeah.
Sure,
he wanted to put on a Burt Kreischer special.
The
and
comedian.
Like,
yeah.
And
yeah.
it's...
Yeah.
And it's like it's
F this
F that, and I'm talking
Rasputin's
about
D this
S right. in someone's oh, D's right. and all these things, yeah. and like it just like I kept looking over, and he was just playing his game.
How old is
game.
This young man?
Six.
You said
right. What do you say? Six.
Yeah.
You're there.
Yeah.
I knew you were there.
Yeah.
We were all there. We were all there. We were all complicit, and I felt so dirty.
Yeah,
I felt really dirty.
I didn't even notice.
You didn't notice?
No.
No?
But there he was testing.
Mike's desensitized
like,
to it.
Yeah,
too.
He was kind of testing, yeah. and I was like, "This is a bad test. Yeah. Like, either way you go, you're gonna lose on this. Because what if the kid picks up one 100th of what's going on in this Netflix show?
I've confessed. I'm at the perfect. Demographic for this not to make sense to 90% of people.
Sure.
In my computer class, we had Apple II C's and two E's.
I remember those.
When I was a kiddo, and probably like fourth, fifth, sixth grade. Mm. And I wrote a logo program. You could move the turtle
logo
around.
Logo writer?
And
I remember logo,
oh, yeah,
writer.
I had logo writer. Yeah.
And I got in trouble because I named my logo programs like fuck and shit and stuff like that. I've mentioned this before. Confession.
I mean,
nerd
that's
confession.
Not, yeah, that's, but that's what's going to happen. What is this kid going to do? He's going to go on his school's Twitter feed
and
talk
what?
About, you know.
Anime?
I don't know. All I'm saying is that I'm probably not going to let my kid do much.
He's surely going to be
not
going to
get the phone, that's for sure.
He's surely going to be the only 6-year-old who knows who Burt fucking Kreischer is. It's like, may make him a weird social pariah to begin with. Like, hey, have you guys seen Burt Kreischer?
Hey, have you
heard
yet,
about this comedian?
Did you hear the latest, special? He really tears him a new ass.
Yeah, like, you know, kids in kindergarten are like, yeah, letters and whatever, but Burt Kreischer, dude, that guy's hilarious.
Did you see the new trailer for the new Burt Kreischer?
Yeah.
No, you mean Dora? You
Boss
mean the Dora
Baby.
Movie?
Yeah. Boss Baby
no,
2.
No, I'm talking Burt Kreischer.
Boss Baby 2?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you guys give Getty the phone a lot? Does he get a tablet or a phone time?
No. My mother spoils him a little bit that way. Yeah. He was going nuts in the restaurant last night. We went to get some soup dumplings.
Damn.
And you know he likes that stuff. And afterwards, he did not like my chicken. And turns out neither did I, as I found out today. And
oh, yeah, it was...
Mm. But he was longing for the phone.
But he just kept like running to the front of the store. I made the mistake of supplying him with a play on words, telling him that was the Bambuda at the front of the restaurant. There's both a Buddha
like,
and a bamboo.
That is
plant.
The coolest word.
There's a Bam Margera statue.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's a Buddha.
He started saying, "Take me to the Range Rover, you fucking pussy."
What?
You didn't hear about that?
No.
He had 50 or 60 people paid for like an appearance in New York, and he didn't think it was enough. he was there early and like people didn't show up and he was pissed off. And so he just told his agent he had to leave. He was like, I'm out of here.
This is your son?
And no, this is Bam Margera. Okay. Yeah, who is also
I'll do whatever
Michael,
the hell I want.
He's already booking. Yeah, I just, you know what? I just picked up a phone call from a mystery number. That
oh,
was
and it was Bam?
Close. Yeah, it was kind of
pull
close
me
to
around
Mark.
The fucking Range Rover.
We came early because you said to come early.
Where is everybody?
There's 50 people sold tonight.
You hate me.
Come. All right. Go now. Get my reins over. Take me home, you fucking pussy.
Take me home, bro. Take me home, so you when? Fucking pussy.
First of all, no, no, no. No, first no, of no. all, I know I failed because was, Adele and him have moved to Bucks County.
Oh, yeah.
I'll know I fucked
it was,
up.
Yeah. It was get my Range Rover.
Yeah, get my Range Rover and get me home, I you fucking pussy.
I guess that's not bad because you could be saying, could you get your Hyundai Elantra and
yeah.
Lead back up to the
get my Elantra and
get me Dunn's Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if I don't think I would ever let him talk to me like that.
But you can pay Bam on.
But you just look at your phone.
Cameo.
You
yes,
can pay you can. Bam Cameo. He could call you and leave you a message saying, "Hey, this is Bam. Get me home. This, you know,
it's
you,
a Range Rover.
Yeah, like you can pay him $60 to say
I
that.
I bet you he made money off of him saying that.
1,000%.
Go, hey, man. Saw your video. Can you tell me to take me fucking home in your Range Rover, you
yeah,
pussy,
dude?
That would be highly gif-able.
Oh yeah. Mm. And as someone who went to college in Berks County, which is up, you know, a little
one
bit north and west of Bucks County. Yeah, yeah. It was two towns away from anywhere that M. Night Shyamalan made movies, but that accent to me brings me so close to home.
Yeah. Oh,
dude. I went to school and I like remember people being like, oh, are you going home this weekend? Oh, yeah, no, I'm going, you know, and I was like, why do you people have accents? Like, what do you mean you have an accent? I'm like, no, I don't. I talk like everyone on TV. They were very odd people, but very lovely.
And then they said, you've got a voice for TV.
Yeah, no. And they were like, yeah, you should go on. And then I fail out of here in 5 years.
And then I hear you doing your Honey Bunches of Oats.
Nutty Almond Scoops, baby. Well,
yeah.
So
that's a fun commercial that I've seen a couple times.
The weirder fun part of that commercial is something that was pointed out to me by one of my friends in LA who is a witch probably. And, you know, is of that kind of persuasion nowadays.
Herbalist.
Correct. Believes in animal spirits, et cetera, et cetera. Found a video, outlining the fact that there was someone on TV who thinks that my character from the Honey Bunch of Oats commercial is in the Illuminati. Because of a patch that I'm wearing on my shirt that is a triangle with a circle
in
it.
You have the exact same thing on your jean jacket.
Look.
This is you have the exact same pattern on your jean jacket. Jeremy, get a picture.
No,
get a picture.
No.
Oh, I got one already.
But this guy's like, he's on YouTube. He's like, so I'm sitting here watching 90 Day Fiancé. And all of a sudden, he pauses the TV. He's got this thing paused for 11 minutes. He goes, all of a sudden, I see this commercial for Honey Bunches of Oats. And now, Honey Bunches of Oats is delicious. When the milk hits it, it is delectable.
He's really selling it.
But then he like starts playing the commercial and then he pauses
it. I will not buy it anymore.
Yeah, he pauses it midway through and goes, now, what do we see on this Scoutmaster shirt? It's a triangle with a circle in it. Is that the all-seeing eye of Horus? Is that the Illuminati? I was like, dude, someone send this to me like legitimately, because the text I got was like, hey, were you in a Honey Bunches of Oats commercial? I'm like, yeah. They're like, oh, we just found a guy talking about that you might be in the Illuminati. So I'm still waiting for my giant briefcase full of cash to arrive at my house. Or
Illuminati? You could just get a helmet that lets you read people's thoughts.
Yeah, that could be. I mean, maybe they've given me one already, and that's why
you're here.
So, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm so unsuccessful at everything else in my life. Michael, it's true.
What about Son of Zorn?
That did really well.
I wasn't in that, you son of a bitch.
I thought you
Isn't
did
that
great.
Henry Zebrowski?
I thought you did great as Zorn.
Oh, yeah, I was Zorn once.
I mean, it's just...
Wait, who was Zorn?
Wasn't that Jason Sudeikis?
Yes, so not the first time I've been compared to Jason Sudeikis, by the way.
Gorgeous man. You, not him.
We both are.
There you go. Let's meet in the middle.
Yeah.
That struck me as such an L.A. show.
Oh, yeah. Dude, all of those shows, though, that are just kind of like... They don't make sense to anybody
else. BoJack Horseman, you know, can draw from a very large, and BoJack Horseman, like,
isn't that so inside,
like Robot, like Robot Chicken, can draw from a huge talent pool because just so many people live in LA. Type of, hey, can you do a voice?
I did just see Seth Green and Bobcat Goldthwait having dinner at a Mexican restaurant.
Blind item.
All I wanted to do was just walk up to them and be like, Mr. Green, Mr. Bobcat, I too was struck by lightning, and that's why I also have to talk like this and try and do a fucking Bobcat Goldthwait impression. But I chickened out.
I'm glad you chickened out.
You know, Bob.
I'm glad you left.
I know Bobcat, yeah.
I'm glad you left Cantor's Deli in one piece.
It was. What the hell was it called? It was a freaking vegetarian taco place. I know.
Hey. Some real inside baseball here.
Yeah.
Tell Jeremy, though, for the listener.
It was called Little Mama. I don't know.
Little Mamas.
What am I telling him? It was definitely not the pupuseria.
You're telling the vegetarian in the room what the restaurant was.
I've been not eating meat.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. You look healthier. I wanted to say it before we even brought up this stuff, but no, it's not true.
I don't think
you look great, though.
I appreciate it.
He's worried about your Dodgers hat because there's a lot of salt stains on it.
Yeah, well, I
guess. Shoveling a lot of snow?
No, I'm riding his bike a lot.
Dude, awesome.
I'm the only idiot who rides his bike in Los Angeles.
No.
It's too hot.
Oh, this time of year.
You know what we do, though, Mike?
Full time.
We got to get you out there, man. They do Camp Coffee on the River on Wednesday mornings around 7 a.m. Everybody goes down the river and makes coffee in like a camp stove setup.
In the LA River.
Yeah, at the LA River. So you all ride down, you bring your camp coffee setup. Jesus. So you bring like a little stove, a little pot, make coffee in the morning, you sit there until 8 a.m. and then you go to work.
Now you know why the middle of America hates California.
Yeah, dude, it's a real disaster. All those libs making their camp coffee.
Somebody ought to send Arnold Schwarzenegger through there. And
that's what I was just thinking.
Shoot
about.
Them all.
Why?
Because everything I see about the LA River has a car dashing through it, running over dumbasses that are making coffee.
There's a lot of water there now. Yeah. It's a lot bigger than it was in the 90s.
Oh, there is.
You can't really do that.
I thought they were out
of water. There's no T2 style, you know, car chases with
wash.
Like,
yeah.
You know,
but in a weird way,
a foot and a half of the LA River, 18 inches on each side.
But in a weird way, we are appropriating hobo culture by getting down there making coffee. Yeah.
You've mined every other culture.
Every other subculture has been ruined by hipsters. It's time for hobo culture.
And we have Taco Train Tuesdays as well, where you hop on a train.
You drive to Bellflower. Yeah. You get off the train at Azusa and you tacos.
Flashback Friday, we literally just flash you in the face with a Polaroid camera.
Yeah. And then we post it on the fucking bulletin board.
Oh, man.
We went record shopping when we were in Gainesville, Florida.
Oh, man. And, home of some great punk and ska bands in Gainesville.
Yeah, there was Danny's Scott Klesmer band.
Yeah. Everything but the bagel.
I don't even get that, but go ahead.
It's everything Jeremy, but the girl, but they're not. They're neither Klezmer
nor Ska.
It's
a bagel Klezmer. It's a, you know.
Jeremy took the opportunity to steal a Gene Krupa record from
we're
me.
Still talking about this.
Wow, this is twice now.
But I got some good country records while I was there. I got and I got a Red Clay Ramblers record.
Who's that?
It's just like a bluegrass kind of country band. So I had gotten one album before and liked it. So I was like, oh, Red Clay, okay, $5.
I did wrap that record up for you, but
really nicely.
If you want to take it and borrow it? We'll throw out the 6 month
bubble wrap.
Thing.
Were there hobo songs on this record?
So Gerard comes over. My son likes to play records and likes to play CDs and likes to press the buttons and push stuff and put the thing. Wants to change the record, flip the record, this and that, hit the needle, and so he goes, Daddy, you know what is? I was like, this is cowboy music. He goes, oh, you know. So I pick him up and I start dancing because it's like kind of an upscale. It's kind of an up tempo.
Lowbrow
cowboy. Yeah, lowbrow hobo and highbrow hobo. And then they
highbrow hobo.
Yeah, they go into it. There's like a Rocky Top kind of breakdown, and there's some picking and some stuff that sounds very,
some
very
grinning,
some very, very
definitely
awesome.
Some
a little swinging,
some very Irish sounding type of reels and stuff like that. And Gerard just picks it out because I was like, this is these are cowboy boots on one of the albums, and there's ponies on the other one, and this is the one with the red bandana.
Oh, yeah.
So he knows that that record is the red bandana record, and he knows that that one has like a couple of fast tunes that we can
some
dance
reels.
And he goes, you want daddy hold you and dance like the cowboys do.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. But, you know, I have to dance. Like, I put the record on, then go into the next room so I can really dance and not skip the record.
Tim, your dad called me, and he said that you stole some of his records.
I did.
Wants them back.
I mailed myself.
Is this accurate, or is this a setup?
This is real. I mean, I did. He didn't call.
He didn't call.
Did you ship
his dad stopped
class?
Returning my phone calls in 2000. Yeah. I don't know why.
You did, right? Fourth class, bro.
I shipped them in. I stole a Yankee jacket from my dad and about 40 records, and I mailed them to myself in Los Angeles.
Wow.
There's some crazy records, dude.
There's some cool stuff. What were we going through when we were there? There was we have a lot of Sons of the Pioneers, going back to your cowboy stuff, which was like, yeah, which was like Gene Autry's backing band way back in like the 30s and 40s.
Seeds Tumbling Down.
There's
Tumbleweeds.
Yeah, all those tumbleweeds. Literally like a whole half of the album is about tumbleweeds.
There wasn't a lot of vegetation out there to look at. We cut down everything else for firewood, so this is what we have left.
Yeah, we had that and. Mm. A lot of cowboy tunes. We were big fans of Big Rock Candy Mountain when we were kids, my brother and I.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's a hobo tune.
Oh, yeah.
That's definitely a hobo.
Yeah. It's like, dude, there's a mountain out there that's made of rock candy. And like, the funniest thing is the lyric.
There are no dentists, and there's like a root beer spring. Right?
And all the cops have wooden legs. Mm-hmm. So like, cops can't run after you.
Great.
It's like, it's a great.
Everybody
vision.
Carries termites with them.
Termites are just a bucket of water, because if you throw that water down, it's going to be muddy, and those sticks ain't going nowhere.
Termites are just a bucket of water, just like bed bugs are just a pair of shoes.
Let's not talk about bed bugs.
No. Well, look, that's the thing. Bed bugs, they're getting smarter.
Smart.
And now they're, you know, now you can tell if you have bed bugs if you have an extra pair of shoes, because they start to look like shoes now. The whole
they form
quadrant
into they make shape of shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you have
like the Wonder Twins.
If you have disappearing shoes, you might also have bed bugs.
Yeah. They're learning how to be pair of shoes.
Oh yeah, there's a parasite that like gradually eats a fish's tongue and replaces it. And,
is that right?
Yeah, it holds on to the fish's
I think that means you want me to fact check.
Oh, yeah, he keeps doing the finger movement.
For the listener, Mike's like, shut the fuck up, Jeremy.
No, I was really trying to do piano playing.
It's a fish.
Yeah,
play the song.
It's a parasite that replaces a fish's tongue and eats part of the fish's food as
that's
it goes in.
Terrifying.
Fish parasite.
But the rest of the fish is cool.
Up.
It's just like, hey, we're just hanging out.
That's the tongue-eating louse.
Oh,
but this is how
it's a sea louse.
This is how advanced that bed bugs have gotten in Brooklyn, is that they are now posing as pairs of shoes.
Not only that, they're smart. They're posing as Vans.
Yeah. Black Vans from Danny's
Black wedding. Black wedding Vans.
Yeah.
Have you ever, speaking of country crap, have you ever been to the Pioneer Town that's outside of California there? LA?
I went to.
Didn't it just burn up in
Yeah, Paramount
in the recent...
Ranch burned.
No, I'm talking Pioneer
that's
Town.
That's what I'm thinking.
I have
of.
Not. Pappy and Harriet.
Pappy and Harriet's,
no,
baby.
I've not been out there.
Like to do a Danny and Mike live show there.
If only we could get them to wait. They let everyone do shows out there.
It's true, they do.
But they have good bands. And stuff. I mean, in the middle of nowhere,
really
like
cool the Hollywood
bands.
Bowl.
Yeah. Really cool bands.
I've always wanted to go.
It's like the Hollywood Bagel Bowl, which is
stop.
So
it.
I'm saying
it's
you choose
really,
your
I,
you choose
I
your
it.
Filling.
Although,
you choose your topping. You choose your fish
you
if you want
your
a
bowl
fish.
Exterior. And maybe you can get a
bronzed egg.
Look, if you want it, the hole can be put on a Rasputin's dick and it can be spun around. And
you just... have a Saturday special called Rasputin's Dick.
Yeah. It's
we
a
also,
carrot
and,
up the
and
middle.
If we're out of Rasputin's dick, we also have tiger penis, because that also helps with the virility.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Okay.
That'll give you
it's true. When I was when I was in Thailand, I saw a lot of that.
You went to Thailand?
I was in Thailand, yeah.
When?
2005.
Oh, that trip that we don't speak of.
No, we speak about
I'm teasing.
The Hangover, right?
Yeah.
Got it? No.
I believe
but we
it.
Were up in like Chiang Mai, and there were all these, you know, outdoor markets, and like there was so much tiger penis. It was just so weird. And just like, and then just kept like, you know, yep. like the universal sign for like, yeah,
virility.
Big strong
now,
dick.
Virility. You were talking
just
about,
like, you know.
You were talking about penises in the last episode.
No,
we
had
talked about them in Los Angeles, the cat penises.
Oh, God.
Is
oh,
a tiger
God.
Penis barbed like that?
No, I don't remember. I didn't really take a look at it too much. It was just like a what? It looked like a bone.
Shame.
Was
just someone, like, eh. Someone bing that.
I felt weird about it.
We used
I didn't
up
like
all three
it.
Fact checks.
Yeah, sorry.
Sucks.
They're all gone.
It's a shame that I can't look up that barbed cat's penis.
Well, look, we've all looked it up
to,
enough.
I'd love to want to, but my fingers are frozen. But hands are tied on this one. Like that was... Bob the Builder bondage porn.
Wait, that's a thing? How old's your son again? I'm kidding. This Bob the Builder. Can we build it?
I don't know. I don't let him watch. Yes, I don't really let him watch TV except, you know, supervised. My mom, like, she placated him at the soup dumpling place by showing him pictures of himself.
That's fun. My two-and-a-half-year-old niece. My two-and-a-half-year-old niece.
Only child.
My two-and-a-half-year-old niece loves when I take selfies of me. And she can see them. I don't know why she likes it.
She's in the frame.
Yeah, because she misses you, man.
She's looking.
Because she misses
you. No, I'm talking when I'm with her.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. When I'm standing next to her, she goes, no, take a picture of you. But she has to. It has to be me, and she can see them.
Now I want you to photograph.
So it's just like it's like her taking a picture of you, but you're holding the phone.
Correct. Oh, gotcha. Yeah, yeah. It's very cute, though. She's by far my, this goes off the record, she is my favorite. She's my favorite, niece nephew combo. What would you call it? In Spanish, they have a word for it.
What is it?
Quinceanera.
No,
that's 15.
That's older.
Okay.
Oh God, now I'm blanking. Sobrino.
I think your brother listens to this podcast.
He will.
You're in trouble.
Sobrino. He knows. Sobrino. Sobrino means nephew, but sobrinos can mean nephews, nieces, etc. We have to do that dumb. So nephew, niece, blah blah blah. But no, my brother knows that I have
you
a favorite.
Say my sister's kids and my brother's kids.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad, actually. She is a favorite of my sister's kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's easy.
Hey, I mean, I haven't been able to differentiate between my two nephews that my sister
Oh, there you
had.
Go.
Oh, man.
Are they twins?
They're just Liam and Landon. They're a couple years apart, but they look exactly the same.
Those are almost the same name, too. That's fucked up.
I know. But it just feels like I'm like, is this the Twilight Zone? I'm just watching, like, Liam repeat himself.
Like, this is Carl with a C, and this is Carl with a K.
If they live,
how do you not know the difference?
If they live 1,500 miles west, it'd be Liam with a Y and Landon with a Y.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Landon would have three Ys in somehow. It's Landon. It's
L-Y-A-D-Y-N.
Landon. N-Y. Y-N.
Yeah. But if it was two L's, then it'd be Yandon. I don't know.
Or Llewellyn.
Oh, that's a great name.
Llewellyn's a good one.
Yeah.
You call him Lou. You call him Winnie.
Call him Well.
We went through a big thing naming my brother's most recent son. He had a newborn about 30 days ago.
You said we.
We. Well, the whole family was involved.
Everybody was talking about
it. We're speaking about your brother's child. That's not yours, right?
But I have a name that I've been hiding away as if I ever have a boy.
Jeremy.
Go ahead.
It's Jeremy Daniel Michael Jr. It's Ernest, okay. Which is my dad's middle name, my grandpa's name, my brother's middle name. Mm-hmm. And my brother was having another son. I'm like, you better not take that name. And he didn't. He named his son a different name. So
you could have adopted. Like
I will eventually.
No, I'm saying you could have adopted like
the boy.
Real quick.
Yeah, that's true.
Like
taking the name?
No. You could have adopted a son while...
They were pregnant
in the normal way, and then staked your claim by
that's true, and then giving him right back. You're like, no. What are you? No. How do you do returns?
I just heard my sister-in-law went into labor. I'm getting a kid.
Yeah, and you do 90-day returns on this, right? Like the DXL
I have the paperwork.
Yeah,
I saved it.
Actually, Tim just stole a kid from MacArthur Park by where he lived.
Yeah.
He's just like, you're my kid now.
They don't even notice. It's a very sketchy park.
Tim, remember last time we were there and we were walking by and the soccer team that was playing all had ankle bracelets on?
Yes.
What's the deal with that?
I don't know yet.
The park is lonely after dark.
It is. It's all
those GPS signals mingling around.
They play football. There's like adult men all in white t-shirts and blue jeans, all like tossing a football like they're in a Twilight Zone episode because they're all wearing ankle bracelets. Like they're not having fun. They're just like tossing a ball back.
They're all within 1,500 yards of their own.
Sounds like
apartment.
Something the Illuminati would say.
Or the dog, for real? It's probably true.
Tim,
you should contact that guy.
Yeah, Tim Delmont, handsome redhead, mustachioed man.
Right now.
Thank you. Thanks for tuning in for another great episode.
Another great episode.
So has he cracked other codes here?
It is December the 9th. And I don't know about you, but a lot of commercials lately are popping up with Illuminati symbols.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough, Jeremy.
And literally, he was watching 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah.
So I just imagine. You can see it. It's paused. Yeah. And it says 90 DVR. Fiancé.
Yeah.
So Illuminati pawn.
We'll put that up for you.
Prestige worldwide. Tim Delamotte. How can we thank you for coming on this wonderful
Tim,
show?
Tim, tell us what you got going on.
Yeah.
Give us your socials.
Oh, geez. I'm on Instagram, as y'all know, because it's at...
Well, I don't, because you just said that you never see me.
I muted you, I think.
Wow.
How do you mute a photo?
Oh, God. Yeah, can I teach you?
No, he's not on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I had to tag.
Anyway. He's decided that Jack is better than Zuckerberg, and we can't figure out how that makes sense.
Jack the radio station.
The beard
Jack
is FM. Weird. You don't know Jack FM.
Jack Dorsey is bad. Yeah, he's not good.
They're all bad.
But you're right. Yeah, no, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. The president uses Twitter. It's got to be good. If a 76 year old man uses it, it's good enough for me. My parents don't get Instagram. That's why I like it. I'm at Tim Delamotte. We had a short film that I was in. Just go to Cleveland International Film Festival.
.com
Series that I was in with.
Who's in it? Yeah.
Well, that's different. Oh, Josh Server is in Lunch Break.
Oh, and
Show.
How did you guys meet?
I don't remember. I want to say
fuck you, man.
And then I recently went to a screening of a series that Danny was actually also in.
A web series.
Stellar People.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you went to the whole thing?
Yeah. I don't know what's happening.
Did you see yourself?
I did see myself in episode 9.
You know, for the listener, Tim had me on his couch for 2.5 weeks while we shot that.
Literally the best 2.5 weeks of my life.
So I threw him a bone and said, hey, man, there's an extra part in here. You should get in on it.
I won't be there, but you should be in it.
I'm not in any of your scenes, but go for it, bro. Yeah.
That was the best. That was one of the
funnest.
It was fun.
Yeah, that was real good.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on our show, buddy.
Tim, yes, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate and I know you listen to the podcast every once in a while. So.
Do not dye your mustache black for a part ask you.
They asked me to shave. They never asked me to dye it.
Okay, you can do that.
On the way over here, Tim and I were talking, and he was getting excited about being in like a old-timey rhythm and blues, like horn section band, and I told him that if he shaved his mustache and he dyed his hair a certain color, black, and put on one of those cool black hats and put on black Ray-Bans and a black cool suit, that he could be Elwood and, Universal. And he lives in L.A., and there's a Universal right there, and he could be it.
But this is the thing. I'm a fat Elwood.
I mean, you're a tall, thin Jake.
You're a tall, thin Jake, bro.
Thank you guys so much for having me on.
We love you, Tim.
Give a listen on the Last Podcast Network. We love those guys. TheLastPodcastNetwork.com and all their great podcasts like Story Must Be Told, or The Brighter Side, or The Last Podcast on the Left, which is my personal favorite.
Or Top Hat.
Check out our shop, shop.dailydmike.com, to get your own $1 billion idea notebook. Right there on the old shop.
$1 billion ideas.
There's other stuff on there too. T-shirts, all sorts of good stuff.
And then we're about ready to upload that poster that was designed for us recently. So
people are going to love that. Check that out.
Yeah. Also, you can find this guy on Twitter at D Tamborelli, on Instagram at Danny Tamborelli. Michael is there on the Twitter at Michael C. Marona.
My ban expires by the time this podcast comes out.
You got a real ban?
And
are you banned right now?
Damn.
And I'm at Remy Balin at most things.
Another reason to say bye, Jack. Get on Instagram,
don't
bro.
Don't you think I would have promoted our appearance on the Jim and Sam show yesterday?
Oh, you
did. Not a post. Not a post.
Good to know. Good to know. All right, Tim, you're goddamn joy.
Yeah, you're a good, fun best. Guy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
I love you.
You're all right for an Illuminati.
All right now.
Show us your dick.
Fuck.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Baylor. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with Yan spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.